Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The left fielder, Barney McCuskey. Batting third. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Paul Lehner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Astroth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Weiss. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Hank Weiss. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting seventh. The catcher, Joe Ginsburg. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Dick Krahoski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trucks. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Virgil Trucks. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell strikes out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pretty moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a pop-up towards first. Krahoski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball four. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Astroth reaches second base with a double. Moses goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Athletics. Hank Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 1, Tigers, 1. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Weiss fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Lipon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Astroth for a passed ball. Trucks moves to second. Johnny Lipon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lipon is 0 for 1 in the game. Lipon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Leaner who is chasing the ball. Lipon reaches third base with a triple. Trucks scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 0 for 1 in the game. McCuskey hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. McCuskey reaches second base with a double. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 0 for 1 in the game. Leaner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McCuskey moves to third. Fred Hutchinson now pitching. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 1 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCuskey scores. Leaner moves to second. It's Athletics, 2, Tigers, 2. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski juggles the ball. That's an error on Krahoski. Leaner moves to third. Fain moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Leaner scores. Fain scores. Moses moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-2, Athletics. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Astroth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hank Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-1 in the game. Weiss hits a pop-up towards short. LePond settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. McCuskey hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-1 in the game. Ginsburg hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-1 in the game. Krahoski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Leaner. Hutchinson reaches second base with a double. Johnny LePond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LePond is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. LePond hits a fly ball into left field. McCuskey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-2 in the game. Dillinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Leaner hits a line drive to center field. That will be extra bases. Groth chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards LePond. LePond fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on LePond. Dillinger goes all the way around to score. Leaner moves to third. It's 5-2, Athletics. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hutchinson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. LePond scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a line drive into left field. That will be extra bases. McCuskey fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on McCuskey. Pretty moves to third. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCuskey. Kell reaches second base with a double. Pretty scores. It's 5-3, Athletics. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wirtz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kell scores. It's 5-4, Athletics. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. Evers is hit by the pitch. Wirtz moves to second. Carl Scheib now pitching. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wirtz moves to third. Evers moves to second. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Groth takes first base on ball 4. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-2 in the game. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wirtz scores. One out. It's Athletics, 5, Tigers, 5. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 0-for-2 in the game. Krahoski hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evers scores. Groth moves to second. It's 6-5, Tigers. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hutchinson hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. McCuskey chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards the plate. Astroth fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Astroth. Groth scores. Krahoski goes all the way around to score. Hutchinson moves to third. It's 8-5, Tigers. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Lapon bunts towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Suter covering, for the out. Hutchinson scores. Two outs. It's 9-5, Tigers. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain juggles the ball. That's an error on Fain. Pretty moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pretty moves to third. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Wirtz reaches second base with a double. Pretty scores. Kell moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 10-5, Tigers. Harry Bird now pitching. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Evers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCuskey. Evers reaches second base with a double. Kell scores. Wirtz scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 12-5, Tigers. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Athletics 5. the Athletics will come to bat. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Astroth hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Bird is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bird hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Joost hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 12-6, Tigers. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McCuskey hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 12, and the Athletics 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Krahoski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two doubles. He's got two RBIs. Hutchinson hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Lapon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Krahoski moves to second. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Pretty is hit by the pitch. Krahoski moves to third. Lapon moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McCuskey. Kell reaches second base with a double. Krahoski scores. Lapon scores. Pretty moves to third. It's 14-6, Tigers. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 14, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a pop-up towards first. Krahoski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leaner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Leaner hits a line drive into right field. Wirtz picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Wirtz. Leaner moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 14, and the Athletics 6. The Tigers will come to bat. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Groth hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Ginsburg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Krahoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krahoski is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Krahoski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juiced fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 14, and the Athletics 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Suter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Astroth hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Suter moves to third. Elmer Vallow pinch hits for Harry Bird. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Suter scores. Astroth moves to second. It's 14-7, Tigers. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Krahoski scoops it up and throws to first, with Hutchinson covering, for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Joost hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Barney McCuskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCuskey is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. McCuskey hits a fly ball into right field. Wirt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 14, and the Athletics 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Ed Gleiman now pitching. Fred Hutchinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hutchinson is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hutchinson hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Lepon hits a fly ball into center field. Leaner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Pretty hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 14, and the Athletics 7. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a pop-up towards short. Lepon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Paul Leaner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fain moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Suter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fain scores. Moses moves to second. It's 14-8, Tigers. Joe Astroth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Astroth is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Astroth hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 14, and Philadelphia Athletics, 8. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.